We go back to talking about wildfires and the effect of wildfires in on their first responders. And when now that the seasons have changed and there's really just one wildfire season in California, and we know that more than ever right now, we want to find out about the effects on first responders themselves. And Dr. Nancy Bull Penrod is here. She is the founder and director of Counseling Team International. Dr. Bull Penrod, good to have you here.
Thank you. It's good to be on.
Yeah, and it's it couldn't be more timely, of course, with given the state of California firefighting at this stage of the game. We worry about our first responders in what would be called a normal year. And this year, it's anything but moving forward.
Absolutely.
And so what have you learned about the immediate and the long-standing psychological effects for firefighters themselves?
The immediate effect is exhaustion and fatigue and actually some burnout. These are firefighters that absolutely love their job, love what they're doing, but when there's too much work, and they're overwhelmed and tired. They don't like to feel that way. I mean, if you know firefighters, they go into fighting fire with an enthusiasm and want to, of course, protect property and human life. But they don't like the side of it right now that is affecting them physically and emotionally.
Well, one of the things that we found out last October when we were in the middle of a horrific battle with fire here in the North Bay is that one of the things, of course, our community embraced the first responders and the firefighters. And I know that it was difficult for many of them, local and out of our area, too, to take in the sort of gratitude that was being expressed and exhibited by the people of our community. And I know that's, it's not a commonplace thing that most of first responders feel like they're doing their job, but this is all changing, isn't it?
It is changing. And they love being thanked, but they're very humble. And they, like you said, it's part of their job to do what they're doing. And they don't like a lot of attention on them. However, right now, with them at working so hard and working overtime and being away from their families and also losing coworkers because we've lost firefighters.
Yes.
Now, I think that they are grateful for people saying thank you.
But how could it not affect them deeply? You know, as you said, Doctor, four firefighters lost in California so far in just the past month or so, fighting fires here in California, and the tremendous strains of this consistent working schedule.
Absolutely. And the operative word that we use, it's consistent. Like you said in the beginning, it's not a fire season any longer. It's all the time.
So what do we do? What do you do? What can we do to help our first responders?
Well, one of the things is what you brought up earlier is to say thank you. You know, show your gratitude so that they know that the hard work that they're doing isn't unnoticed. The other thing is departments need to look at the behavioral health and wellness program that they hopefully have in place and make sure that they're not only taking care of the firefighters and the psychological and emotional impact that's going on with them, but they're also reaching out and taking care of the firefighters' family.
Oh, thank God. Because, I mean, other than the first responders themselves, who's more affected? You know, who's equally as affected? And that, of course, are the families of the firefighters. I'm so happy to hear you say that.
Absolutely. And yesterday, to give you an example, I was with one of our clinicians at the counseling team who is married to a firefighter. She told me that he had been working the fires for 18 days straight.
Wow.
And here she is, she's running the household, taking care of the children, you know, doing everything that, you know, that she can for her home, and she's working, and she has her husband on the fire line, which can also cause some concern, you know, some worry, and she's trying to balance all of that. So it's not always easy on a firefighter family to have them gone for this long period.
So where do you operate, Doctor, the Counseling Team International? I mean, are there satellite offices? What's the deal with your organization?
Yes, our headquarters is in San Bernardino County, and then we have offices all over the state of California, and we also are nationwide for the U.S. Forest Service and a lot of the federal agencies, DEA. We work for all public safety, police and fire. And we have clinicians, a network of clinicians that are all over the country that help out if needed. And then in California, we have, a network all over the state, but we actually have about 18 satellite offices where firefighters can go and talk, or their families can reach out and get the help that they need.
Will first responders, by and large, seek out this kind of help?
20 years ago, I would have told you no. But now, absolutely. They actually have been ingrained since day one in the fire academy and the police academy to know that self-care and family care is paramount. And that if they don't take care of themselves, how can they go out there and help our communities? How can they help people in distress? So they have been fabulous at accepting it from day one, and they know that behavior health and wellness is very important, and it's part of their well-being, and they have accepted it just tremendously. I can't tell you how much.
Well, it sounds like departments all over.
One of the questions you asked.
Yeah.
We also have established peer support programs where peer supporters, they're trained firefighters, dispatchers, 911 communicators, and also police officers. They are trained to help those out in the field. So if someone working a fire has to talk about how that impacted them, maybe going to the structure fire, working the line of duty desk, then those peers are set up all among them, and they can help them talk about it and reach out to them. It's fabulous. And the Public Safety Peer Support Association is a nonprofit organization that has been pushing the training for firefighters. CAL FIRE is involved in Public Safety Peer Support Association, U.S. Forest Service, everybody, to get them trained so that they can be out there helping them while they're working.
And I imagine EMTs are a part of this equation too, because they see a lot of action under the same circumstances. And you're going to be very busy for the next couple of months, that's for sure, Doctor, because as we said, this fire season begins very early, and we are not even at the apex of it yet. So the next couple
You're
of months
right.
are going to be.
We are busy, but I have to tell you, everyone at the counseling team is dedicated to helping those who serve. Our motto is serving those who serve, so we will do whatever we can to help anybody in public safety. And you're right, EMTs, paramedics, they're all part of it. And actually, we're finding with some of our line of duty deaths that ER nurses are also impacted
by
this.
Oh, sure. That makes perfect sense. Best way to get in touch with your organization for help?
Our number is 1-800-222-9691. And to get involved with the PSPSA, the Public Safety Peer Support Association, it's pspsa.org.
All right. Very good. Very good. And we will make sure that we put that information forth to people who weren't able to write it down at this point, too. Dr. Bol Penrod, thanks for being here this morning. Important work that you're doing.
Okay. Thank you. And thank you for supporting our firefighters and first responders.
Every day. Every
okay,
day.
Great. Thank you for that.
That is Dr. Nancy Bol Penrod. She's the founder and director of Counseling Team International. And yeah, we'll make sure that information is up and available on the KSRO website later today.